Arizona reeling, Tucson, Pima County scrambling as Biden border crisis explodes. By Warner Todd Houston on February 25, 2024. Pima County, Arizona, and the city of Tucson are scrambling as Biden's border crisis continues to wreak havoc on American border states. Tucson officials are engaging in a frenzied search for a place to house illegal immigrants as federal funding comes to an end. And some are suggesting that the illegal border crossers should be bused to Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in South Tucson. Officials are desperately making plans ahead of the expected wave of illegal aliens likely to begin being dropped off at the end of March by Biden's U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents, according to AZ Mirror. Tucson Mayor Regina Romero has been sounding the alarm and said it is important to get the city's plans to meet the next wave of Biden's illegal immigrants before they come. Along with shipping the illegal aliens to the Air Force Base, Romero also suggested that the city should also send them to Phoenix as federal funding is set to run out in late March. "What we are about to experience with street releases is homelessness on steroids," Pima County Administrator Jan Lesher said, according to the Arizona Daily Star. Lesher added that Biden's border crisis is taking money away from Tucson residents. "But every dollar spent helping legally processed asylum seekers move on to their destination cities will be a dollar we can't spend on county residents who are struggling financially to afford adequate housing or who are suffering from mental illness or drug and alcohol addiction," Lesher said. Meanwhile, officials in Pima County say that the migrants are costing the county $1 million a month to house them, feed them, and take care of them. Officials say that they are dealing with 1,000 new border crossers a day, according to KJZZ FM 91.5. The threat of the Biden administration busing illegal aliens across the country is no mere expectation. Fox News reporter Bill Milligan was shocked to find buses operated by the federal government dropping off dozens of illegal immigrants right in front of his eyes as he reported from San Diego on Friday. Like Tucson, the San Diego area is also quickly running out of funds to house the illegal immigrants. Bill Wells, the Republican mayor of nearby El Cajon, California, told Fox News that 100,000 migrants come across the San Diego border in the last few months alone. "A lot of those have been absorbed by this county shelter that used taxpayer money," Wells added. "They asked for $3 million and they spent over $6 million and now they say they're out of money. So, we're going to see migrants congregating in our streets." Wells went on to say, "I think it's going to become a pretty serious problem pretty quickly." He also noted that things are escalating. "The Border Patrol tells us we're going to go from about 300 drop-offs a day to maybe 1,000 drop-offs a day," he said. Wells also blasted the way the government has been wasting tax dollars to care for illegal aliens. "They spent up to $8,000 per person per month to put somebody up in a hotel, and they seem to have no problem spending that kind of money. It ruins the neighborhoods, it destroys the hotels, it destroys our security infrastructure. And it's really bad for everybody," Wells said. The most recent numbers show that nearly 7.3 million illegal aliens have crossed the southern border since Joe Biden took office, and that is the number that can be determined. Perhaps as many 1.17 million gotaways have crossed the border in the last 3 years. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.